This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Appreciate you coming out to see one of the great traditions, of course, in American democracy. I, of course, voted for Donald Trump and myself. So did my wife. And we also, for all the locals out there, we voted for Bernie Moreno for the United States Senate. And if you want the policies of Donald J. Trump in the United States Senate, then Bernie Moreno is the only candidate in this race who I think is the candidate of peace and prosperity for the United States Senate. So I hope people will get President Trump over the finish line. I hope people here in Ohio will get Bernie Moreno over the finish line. Look, I feel good. You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio. So appreciate you guys being here. Happy to take a few questions. You obviously can see my kids bouncing around here. There's Usha.
So there's J.D. Vance speaking right after voting today here on Election Day. We are here, folks. We have made it. We've been counting down Election Day. Ryan, you said this yesterday, probably since the midterms. The midterms didn't go the way we wanted them to. We had high hopes, and we didn't stick the landing on the midterms. And so I thought, well, let's count down to the next one, and today is the day. The YouTube live chat poll for today. If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, which I'm going to encourage you to do here right now, I want you to vote today's poll. How are you feeling? Confident? Scared? Anxious or hopeful? Please go there and tell us how you're feeling. You can leave your comments. So we're going to take some calls here. I'm going to unblock the phones right now. So if people want to get in line to give us a call, they can. 314-241-9797. Probably going to do that in the second break, but I'm going to open them right now. If you want to sit and you want to wait and you want to hold, 314-241-9797. I want to know how you're feeling today. At 12:20, I'm going to play our song that takes us out into the break. I'm going to let this song play a little bit more, a little bit of a palate cleanse as we move through this afternoon, through this day, that kind of sets the tone for where my mind is right now. Because there's so, like, I was up last night, just, we talked about this being on Twitter, like having to shut Twitter off because you're like looking for the answer. And the answer hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So you're just trying, like, oh, okay, I'm gonna be on Twitter at 1:30 in the morning and figure this thing out for the people. Like, go yeah. to bed, Annie. What are you doing?
You're being ridiculous. You can say it's for the people all day. It's not for the people. It's for you.
It's for me. Like, last night, I'm sitting in my chair. The election night watch party stream is up right now on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. So if you're coming to say hi on the YouTube channel for the live broadcast right now, when you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can just turn the notification on for when we go live this evening as we watch results come in. And I'm sitting there, got that done, watching the Trump rally, the final Trump rally, as it's taking place. At like, I mean, what it was 2 a.m. when that thing was wrapping up. And just kind of watching Donald Trump do something last night that what he's done so many times, and knowing that this is, like, good gracious, it has to be the last Trump rally of this kind. And just kind of watching it. And it wasn't anything that I hadn't seen before. It was vintage Trump. It was a closing argument that has been coherent from the moment that he decided to run again. He knew what he wanted to do if he were to be elected president. And today he's asking you to show up and vote for him. I mean, I have to tell you that I have been on a roller coaster of emotions regarding what's going to happen today. And I keep just trying to turn it over, let it go, be still, which is what I've put on my ex account and encouraging people to join me in doing so. But it seems like this should go a certain way. And honestly, the more hopeful I get, the more anxious I get. This is going to be a difficult poll for me to answer. How are you feeling? I didn't include nauseous because I thought, man, that'd be everybody probably. It doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum. We're all feeling a little nauseous. We all think, the stakes are high. I was driving in this rain as the rain is coming down. You know, a lot of times I feel like election days here have always just been like super fall, bright and sunny. It's like just a very hopeful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had rain like this.
We haven't had rain like this outside ever. Of, I mean,
no,
this is crazy.
Literally,
rain.
The National Weather Service in St. Louis said that this is the most rain in a day in St. Louis ever.
Wow, I didn't know it was that historic.
3/4 of an inch.
Wow, we've had a lot.
At the point of the tweet from earlier today. And so at 12:20, in 8 minutes from right now, I'm going to play a song for you, and it's the song I'm holding in my heart. And I want you to come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. I'm going to ask you if you're a praying person, if you're a good vibes and good thoughts person. I certainly have explained who I pray to. I know that that's not who everyone prays to. But at 12:20, I'm going to play a song for you. I don't traditionally play full songs, but we're going to do that today. It's a Michael W. Smith song, and I want you to sit and listen. And I just want, if you have, it's the noon hour. I'm taking the moment here because it's the noon hour. I think a lot of you have the ability to just sit still for maybe about like 2.5-3 minutes. And as the anxiety is coming in and as the anxiety is coming over because the stakes are so high, I want you to sit still at 12:20 with us and just go to the place where you need to go to put that anxiety where it needs to be, to turn it over. The reason why I've developed a very, very, very good skill of being able to, in my mind, file away like, how serious? Like, what's the consequences if this thing doesn't go the way I need it to go? For instance, I will go to coaching kids sports. I have learned probably in the last 5 years that if you lose a sporting event, the next day is literally the same as if you would have won. Like, when you pour your heart and soul into something, when it's your child, if you have the added pressure of being a coach or something like that, like the stakes seem so high. This weekend, our girls are playing in the state tournament this past weekend. And these girls have had to push through so much this season, push through difficult things where in some cases, you know, there are instances where people with injuries, with physical challenges, just with everything that goes along with playing in a team sport, it's a lot. And it would be a lot easier to quit and stop and just be like, I don't really need this. But they continue to persevere. And they finished 4th place in the state of Illinois. I was very, very proud of them. But even, you know, we lost our last game. Even when I went into it, I'm like, if we lose this match, it's literally okay. And I had to tell myself that for so long before I actually believed myself when I was saying it. Like, I had to actively participate in, it'll be okay. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. And in this instance, like, I find myself, because I don't know, because I'm a control freak. I'm an information fiend. I want data. I want information. I want to be able to be the person who spends a little bit extra time soaking in all the information so that I can piece it together and hand it over to you the way I see it, so that you can use the information that I've gleaned for your ability to think for yourself. And so I'm constantly in pursuit of information for anything. Like, when I go on vacation, I have done a lot of research on how to do that vacation tops. It's how I function. It's how I cope. If I have worries, I just try to learn more so I can try to be better at whatever said thing is. And we're at the point right now where we have to let go and let God and just sit back and know. I mean, this is the hard part. And I'm trying to have to tell myself this at the next level. Because the truth of the matter is I feel hopeful. Like, I actually feel excited and hopeful. And then the anxious version of me wants to smack my face and say, snap out of it, hunker down, like this could go bad. So the emotions are all over the place. And I'm curious if you're feeling the same way. I'm curious if you feel the pressure of this. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, this isn't like a volleyball match. This really matters. If this goes bad, it's a huge, huge problem. And then I realize that the thing that really matters is beyond even this. And that having to have all the information, and literally what I'm saying is I just want to have control. I have an educated opinion on this. So do you. Our opinions might differ from one another. But the educated opinion that I have on it dictates that a certain outcome should happen. And if it doesn't happen that way, it's an epic disaster. If that's where my hope lies. And I'm just finding it very interesting that the thing that I actually am kind of high on right now, I am kind of hopeful on, isn't enough to give me peace. And I kind of find it interesting here in St. Louis. I don't know where you're listening to the show. Most people are in the bi-state region here. Beautiful day in some other places. I think the Midwest is dealing with a bit of rain top to bottom. That rain can kind of seem kind of sad and kind of gloomy. Kind of is a little bit of a downer, makes you want to stay inside, makes you want to hunker down. But it's also something else. And if I am okay, I am 100% checking anxious on if that is not explicitly clear right now, I am 100% clicking anxious. The thing that calms anxiety is hope. When you can squarely shift your focus of your worry and your anxiety on something that gives you true and honest hope, that's the salve that covers the anxiety and gives you peace. And I'm just finding that the thing that would be easy to put hope in isn't enough. Now, it'll feel good if that hope materializes into the thing that I want to have happen. And if you listen to the show, you, of course, know what that is. I really hope that Donald Trump wins this election. But I'm not going to put my hope in Donald Trump today. And like I said before, it took me years as a coach to say, Annie, if your 10-year-olds lose the volleyball game that you're coaching, Tuesday will be fine. Wednesday will be fine. I had to say that to myself over and over and over again. If the sales pitch doesn't go exactly how I expected it to go, if I don't make the deal, if this relationship doesn't materialize the way I hoped, if I lose the job, if all of these things don't go the way that I want, it will be okay. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I wish I knew the song that Molly sings to sing the days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week.
That's the Addams Family, just so you know.
No, it's not. It's Days of the Week.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that the original...
Pretty sure the Days of the Week existed before the Addams Family.
So the Addams Family was a version of Days of the Week.
Plagiarism, honestly. Okay.
I believe you.
Just give me about 2 or 3 minutes here at 12:20 and sit still with me and with the show and center yourself on where the hope comes from. Because... whatever's going to happen, it's about to happen. And I don't care which side you're on. If I'm unhappy with the results, if your hope doesn't lie in what we're going to find out in the next 24 hours, then you don't have devastation on the other end. You might have more work to do. It doesn't absolve you of the work that is necessary to be done for the next election cycle. These things do matter. But there is something that matters more. There is something that will make Wednesday and Thursday and Friday okay. So give me a couple minutes of your time. We'll be right back.
writes that white Republicans are less 16% less likely to answer the phones in the poll. So is that in case? The election will determine that. And then we'll look back and say this was wrong about the polls and we rely too much on the polls. I look at where the ground is and I look where the environment is. You can have a great candidate, but timing is everything. I go back to the Gallup poll asking, do you identify with Republican or Democrat? For the first time in history, Republicans won that, 48 to 45. Generic ballot is better for us. So the climate is better. It's whether who gets the low propensity voters out. There is not an undecided voter in America. That's a myth.
So there you have Kevin McCarthy, who I have really enjoyed in his new role, as I get to say and do whatever I want and pull the curtain back and talk about what it was like to be in the room with people who are making decisions, so on and so forth. The undecided voter, you know, I that's kind of one of the things when I was watching the Trump rally last night. I know Kamala Harris had a rally, but like, what do you do? If you waited, I mean, Joe Rogan endorsed Donald Trump last night. I'm almost like, you should have done that 2 weeks ago, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it, but you should have done it 2 weeks ago. It's not going to hurt anything, mm-hmm. So happy to have it. Election day is today. I hope that you've been able to go out and vote already. I hope that you are having a positive experience. I'm asking you right now, how are you feeling? Confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? I'm anxious. I don't want to be anxious, but if I'm being completely and totally honest, I'm like living on the edge right now. That's just the way it is. And I bet a lot of you out there are feeling that same way as well. Ryan, what about you? How do you feel?
I am confident, but the longer it takes to get results,
yeah, time
the more
is moving slower.
Anxious I get. That's the hard thing about today. Election day is always this way. And we always forget going into election day that, you know, everybody's paying more attention. I'm sure our listenership's way up, you know, lots and lots of people all tuning in because they want to know what's happening. I hate to tell you here at 12:30 in the afternoon, we don't know. we won't until at the earliest 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So it's just, we're all sitting here going, how do you feel?
Dana Perino said on America's Newsroom this morning, and I've had people texting me all morning, questions on the ballot. I love it. If you've got questions, text me. That's fine. But she said that she's got all these people who are like, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And she said on the air, and the way she said it, I'm like, I know that tone.
I do too.
She goes, I'll tell you what I'm telling everyone. We'll see. She said that's her phrase of the day and has been their phrase for a while. Because, like, we want to know as much as you want to know, and we know that you want to know as much as we want to know. We're all just sitting here like, like waiting for it to materialize. And it's like time took forever to get here, and then all of a sudden it was a month of the election, and then bazoom, here we are, and now we're sitting in like, okay, is time even moving?
And
how much should that time change?
If you've already voted too, which we did this morning,
yeah,
you feel like, okay, I finally, it's election day, I crossed the finish line, and you're just waiting for somebody to bring a trophy or tell you what the results were, and you're just standing there with all the other runners going, can somebody tell us what the results were?
Yeah.
We're just standing here.
Feels like it's the game 7 of the World Series and you're up 2 and you've got you got your batter up there, you know, one final strike, and then you're like, freaking David Freeze, you stay in that dugout. Don't you come out here. Everything, find the way it is. You sit down. But it depends on whether or not Dave Freeze played for your team or not. So I don't know. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Philip and Todd, I'm going to get to your comments here in a second. But first, Brad, how do you feel today?
Well, I would say up until about 24 hours ago, I was anxious. I was very anxious. I was probably where you are right now. But as the night went on last night, it just faded. It faded away. I'm hopeful now. You know, I have faith. I have faith that the American people will make the right choice. I have faith that God's in control. I have faith that God's sovereignty surpasses my understanding. So even if I don't understand the results of the election, I know that he said that he has the plans that he has for me, and they're plans to prosper me, not plans to harm me. I know that whatever tomorrow brings, it's for the good. And so as the night went on, my anxiousness started fading and fading and fading and fading. And I know, like, we look as a country, and those of you that probably voted the way I voted or likely voted the way that I voted, you look at Kamala Harris and you go, she could be an absolute disaster. And I'm here to tell you, you're probably right. But in that disaster, you have to look for the lesson that God is trying to teach you if she wins. Now, if she doesn't win, You have to look for the lesson that God is trying to teach you in Trump's victory. At the end of the day,
I want to learn an easier lesson.
That's me, though. It's like you look at this and you go,
it's been so long.
I want to learn the Trump one.
But the Trump one. Yeah. But I looked back, like through the Old Testament, God's people was Israel, and they didn't have it good all the time. They went through hard times. Sometimes it was out of their own hard-headedness, and sometimes it was because God was working together a plan that ultimately would work out better for them than what they wanted in the moment. You read in Exodus how God leads them through the wilderness and all this other stuff, and then right at the end, they're like, hey, let's build a golden calf and worship that. And you're like, they're like, God has abandoned us. He led you with a pillar of fire. He separated the Red Sea. No, we need a golden calf. So it's easy to do that. My point is this. God is still on his throne tomorrow, no matter who the president is. God will be on his throne, and he will be in charge from now until eternity. And that's where my hope is. Yeah, it's not in a political leader.
I keep thinking, like, God isn't worried right now. God isn't anxious right now. And I'm like, okay, but I still am. I'm just being self-aware, folks. I'm just being self-aware. 314-241-9797. We want to know how you're feeling. We're going to try to work phone calls into the show today because I feel like you kind of need to say it out loud a little bit. You need to get it out of your system. And what are we doing on this radio show if we don't give you the opportunity to do that? So we're going to go through these phone calls. We'll try to get through them as quickly as we possibly can. So I'll put you on the air. You get about a minute and you can say how you're feeling right now. The options we've given you are confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful. Maybe you've got something else. If you want to, you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. We'll start with Philip. Philip, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. It's election day. How do you feel? Is Philip there?
You
got him up?
Yep.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, there you go, Philip. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, guys. I think all those feelings are feelings that many of us are feeling. I feel confident, hopeful, anxious, because I'm working today, but same time, I just want to watch the news, but there's nothing on the news yet, so I got to wait till
tonight. It's good that you're busy.
So stay busy. But I just want to point out, everybody's voting early. Today's my day. Today's my exciting day to get out and vote. So the wife and I decided to wait. Friends, family voted early. And then you wake up this morning, you got all this rain. We live out in Eureka. Our polling place is Brookdale Farms, and the Big River was flooded, and the road was closed, so we had to take a 10-mile detour. Got behind a slow Subaru trying to get a polling place. I think we know how they were voting.
I don't know if we know.
we don't know. But no, it was good. There was a lot of detours to get there, and we had fun. And it's just going to be a fun, exciting day.
You know what? Regardless of what happens, like, it's been a tough road to get to 2024 in general. And Subarus for Trump, I would say, Philip. Thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
You bet.
Bye bye. That's funny. I know people who drive Subarus who are definitely voting for Trump. Todd, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. It's good to have you here. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Annie. How are you all doing? Hey, I'm feeling all four of the emotions that you have on the poll, but kind of like Brad, I'm hopeful, and I'm thinking that it's in God's hands now. I think that he's going to do what's best for us. The Joe Rogan comment you made, I think that the fact that Kamala wouldn't agree to his terms lost her all his votes of all his viewers regardless. The one thing I'd like to say to anyone who hasn't voted and is getting ready to vote today, whether you're Democrat or Republican, set your feelings aside for the day and think about the facts and think about what's happened and look at it and think, have I been better the last 4 years than I was the 4 years before that? And where do I want the direction of this country to go? I really think that's what it comes down to. There's so many people that are just voting their feelings and really need to look at the records and the facts and do what's important and don't vote your feelings. Vote policy.
Amen. Todd, thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. How are you feeling today on Election Day? Jack, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you feel?
Hi. I'm anxious.
Yeah.
And I prayed. I was going to pray to God for a Trump victory. But I decided that was frivolous. So I I prayed to God to keep Trump and his family in the palm of his hand. Because they have tried and they will try to kill him or them. And we need more people like Trump. We need more people like Trump. I mean, I know that he's a singularity. There's no one else like him. But we need more people like him. We do. That's what I prayed for.
Jack, and I think that's a very wise prayer.
Thank you.
I think that it's a wise prayer, and I think it's one that we're praying with you, Jack. Thank you for your phone call today. Thank you for reaching out to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, it's important for people of faith not to, like, saviorize Donald Trump. You don't need a savior. You've got one. But it is interesting to look biblically, like, historically. You don't even, I mean, the Bible is a historical account. Not often refuted, at least on the historicity of it. But when you look at the people who have led, who have been leaders, government leaders, nation leaders in the Bible, it's kind of an interesting bombastic nature to a lot of them. And it's kind of a rare breed. And I saw a comment here from Eric said, Y'all freaking out. I wasn't now, but now I am a bit. After listening to you, I was confident, but now I don't know. I'm going to reiterate what I said a little bit earlier in the show. The more hopeful I get, the more nervous I get, because I'm a mainliner. I don't want to ever get too high. I don't want to ever get too low. I want to stay central. I want to stay right there in the middle. And when something really exciting happens, you perk up a little bit, smile a little bit extra, and you take it in. When something bad happens, you go, okay, we can push through this. We can soldier through this. So I'm there's no reason. Like, I have no, again, going back to what I said earlier, I have no information here that suggests that something bad is going to happen. I actually feel like all signs point to a good night, maybe a really good night. But I am going to prepare myself to absorb that good night or that bad night with focus and perspective. And I feel like the most obvious thing to do, if you're tuning in, and maybe I'm missing the mark here, because if you're tuning into the show today, and what the easiest thing for us to do today, Ryan, you can attest to this as well, is to just go through the polls, talk about how much Trump is winning in basically all of the average polls, Donald Trump should win this election.
Yeah, barely, but yes.
But I mean, like, he's polling that way.
And for the first time.
And you know, as much as anybody, because you're a nerd about polls, that if you put in the factor of how much Donald Trump in the actual election overperforms his polling, now we're talking like that it looks like the basement outcome here is a very slim Trump win, maybe it's a very slim Kamala win. But the range of possibility exists far more into Donald Trump landslide,
yes,
than it does into Kamala Harris landslide.
Absolutely.
But that window is shifting over to different outcomes. And it doesn't matter if you win by 1 point or 50 points. The outcome of that is the determining factor.
You talk about your feelings and, oh no, I feel hopeful, but the more I feel hopeful, the more I feel anxious that I shouldn't feel hopeful.
Yes.
I it's funny because
I'm a mess.
Well, we are. I'm watching one of the pollsters I watch the most from Big Data Poll. He, you know, it's a lot of numbers, but I pulled this tweet up because I'm like, well, he's saying the same thing. He says, Republicans say Democrats have TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. And that may be true, but it's also true that Republicans have PTSD from 2020 and 22.
Yes. Yes. So we've been here before.
We're talking about feelings, talking about the way you approach things. That encapsulates so many people right now that you are hopeful, but you have PTSD from the last presidential election, the last 2022. It was supposed to be midterm red wave. It didn't happen. They took back the House, but they didn't get the wave. So everybody's going, man, it looks good. It looks like this could go the way that you want, but nobody's willing to really feel that until, what, 11 p.m., midnight tonight at best? I mean, that would be a good
I'm going to tell you
outcome.
What. In 2016, I waited for the Electoral College to cast their votes.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that because, like,
I'm like, when Christmas is here,
unfaithful
we'll know.
Electors.
Yes.
There was a full on campaign to get those electors to, like, election night. I was like, holy cow, he won! And then I started watching this campaign to get them to switch their vote. They're like, hey, no, you don't actually have to vote for the person that you're assigned to vote for. Do the right thing. Vote for Hillary Clinton. And it was celebrities and politicians and everything. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
We've got a full board of phones. We've got Wiggins America next. It is your time to cede to the listener, Ryan, if you want to punt it to the next hour.
Yeah, I do. Let's take calls.
All right. We've got Ginger, Gary, Kyle, Melissa, whoever we're talking to out there right now. Screening. We do have one line open. 314-241-9797. I mean, really, truly, like what I was saying, like I can spew data at you all day and you're going to spin yourself crazy doing that because we're doing it. The data doesn't mean anything when the actual only poll that matters is happening right now as we speak. So we'd like to talk to you because you are the person here that matters. 314-241-9797. Lines are full right now. If somebody drops off in the break, you can maybe snag one of those lines. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Is that all right? Thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate you. We'll be right back.
This evening, for the simple reason that there are lots and lots of polls that show a dead even. The only fact we know is that the Republicans have done a lot better in the mail-in and early voting than they ever have. And I believe that they were losing 1 to 2 points in voters who never showed on election day who supported them. And so the fact is they're better off. The jobs report was 12,000 jobs, which was pitiful.
So Mark Penn talking about preferring to be in Donald Trump's shoes right now. I think that that's probably the overwhelming majority of people. If you could look at how the Trump campaign is wrapped up and how the Kamala Harris campaign is wrapped up, you have seen Donald Trump run in what I consider to be an incredible campaign. We want to know how you feel today. Are you feeling confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? Lots of comments coming in on the Andy Fry YouTube channel where that poll is. We're going to breeze through as many of these comments, these callers, as we possibly can. We've got about 7 minutes in order to get through everybody. So let's start with Ginger. Ginger, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Real quick, what do you think? How do you feel?
Yeah. Hi, Annie. Longtime listener, first time caller. How do I feel? I'm in full-blown panic mode. So I appreciate your faith and those of your co-hosts. That's phenomenal. As a small business, mm-hmm. we have been told time and time again, look, just survive till 25. If you just get through 25, you're going to, but the last 4 years have been brutal. And I feel like this is a very historical election and our country's never been more divided. There's so much misinformation out there. If we don't have Trump as our president, I don't think we will be able to survive.
Ginger, you know, I'm going to hope for the best for you and everybody else who's in the position that you're in. We appreciate you listening to this show and sharing that because I know a lot of people are in that exact same boat. So, Ginger, thank you so much for calling the show. There are so many different levels of things that are at stake with this election, which is why you guys are all showing up to vote. Like, there's another thing we could do. We could really pressure you hard today to show up and vote. Like, you guys aren't voting.
But you should show up and vote.
Yes. Go vote. Vote no on Amendment 3. Go in the state of Illinois and vote for people like Kevin Schmidt for the Illinois State House in St. Clair County. Vote for Jay Keevan to send Katie Stewart packing in the state house. Those are two seats that absolutely need to be in. There's a lot of great countywides in St. Clair County and Madison County Republicans running. You need to go vote for them as well. Let's get to Gary. Gary, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How are you feeling?
Nervous as all heck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's like a game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which year?
yeah. Well, you know, it'd be nice if it started all over again for us, but we're still rebuilding, so just got to take one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. Gary, we're right there with you.
I guess what I'm my biggest concern is like, you know, the border, yeah, that's a big thing, but you know, they call Trump a Nazi. He wants to be a dictator. Well, Biden has been sicking his FBI on him. And if Trump don't win, when's it going to be us? You know, when's the FBI going to come at us? You know?
Yeah.
So
there's a lot at stake. And I think what a lot of people really want is fairness. They just want to know that what is real and true is fair. Gary, thank you for the phone call. Melissa, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How are you feeling today on Election Day?
I'm feeling fairly confident today. I'll tell you, I was anxious until probably this morning. And I got to say that you guys have been really comforting. And I think it was Brad who said, you know, whatever happens today is a lesson we need to kind of seek and listen to from God. And that sums it up completely. You know, hearing some of these polls, I'm getting calls to be polled time and time again. It's the same thing. So are they skewing it, you know, trying to get Republicans like, oh, don't worry, you know, Trump's ahead, you know, all the conservative values are ahead, so nobody needs to come out. Or are they trying to get Democrats like, he's winning, you got to, you know, get in there and vote. Whatever it was, I can't worry about it anymore. So listening to you guys has really been comforting. And thanks, Brad. I think it was Brad. I hope it was.
But, it wasn't Ryan.
That out.
Melissa, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I don't so much.
Ryan, didn't you? Didn't Brad do a great job?
I don't know. It's one of those
say
things
it.
That, again,
say
like,
it.
It's Election Day. My focus is just not on Brad right now. It's on God.
Say it.
And he sticks the landing.
Thank you very much.
Kyle, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you reaching out to us. How do you feel today on Election Day?
Hey, Annie. I think it's a combination of anxious, but also hopeful. I'll just give you a little perspective. I'm currently active duty in the military, and we swear an allegiance to a constitution, right, not a candidate. So I won't get partisan with it, but I will just say a lot of folks I know, including myself, have deployed overseas here in the war on terror and some of the other conflicts have been going on. I personally, myself, I watched Jared Smith's body come down Telegraph Road a few years ago. It's one of the worst things you could ever witness in one way, but also we have a great community around here that they came out and supported him and the sacrifices that the other 12 individuals made during that withdrawal. But I will say there are some major implications on a national worldwide stage with this election, I would argue more so than any other that we've had. And I just urge folks to take it seriously, obviously, and get out and vote. I think, again, this is one of the most influential elections that we're ever going to see, and there's some big consequences either way that this goes.
Kyle, thank you for your service, and thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for that clarity. We really appreciate everything about it.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yes, appreciate you.
Confident trepidation. It's what it seems like. That's what everybody's at. You know, you're hearing good things, but you don't want to count your chickens.
Mike, I've got less than 60 seconds. Thanks for calling the show. What do you think? How do you feel?
I'm sorry?
You're on. You got it real quick here.
Okay, yeah, real quick. Well, you know, you said something earlier there. You know, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to go to work. It's going to be, you know, business as usual. My wife and I went out and voted Saturday, and we sit on a different side of the aisle there. And, you know, she was saying a couple things to me, and I just let it go. And I just, at the end, I just looked at her and I said, now, look, we both believe in Christ, you know, and we've truly seen some miracles happen in our lives. I said, whatever happened is going to happen. And she took a few seconds, looked at me, and she said, you know what? I think you're right.
Oh, gosh. Mike, thank you for making that the last call we can take right now. Very, very well done. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I've got a Jacob on the line. I can't get to your phone call right now. A couple other people calling in. I'm going to try to take phone calls later. Maybe it's the 2 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll try to get that.
Sure.
Next hour, Jim Carafano, Will Scharf, Wiggins America in the 1 o'clock hour. Stick with us. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We got a whole host of people over there. We got like 250 people chatting over there. How about you? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.